Something's fishy in Redondo Beach. Hundreds of thousands of sardines have clogged King Harbor. Officials have just provided an update, and for that we go live to KNX 1070's Ron Kilgore in King Harbor. Ron, what's going on?
Well, I can tell you it's a very smelly cleanup here. Most of the fish are still in the water. They've been bringing in boats and trying to scoop them up, but really they're not equipped to do this sort of thing. And it's going to take well into the night, they say, before they can get all these dead sardines cleaned up.
Do we have any idea what has caused this massive fish die-off? I mean, I saw some video of this earlier today, and it looked just like acres and acres of dead fish piled, 6 to 12 inches deep.
Yeah, there's an estimate of as many as a billion died off. Of course, someone's going to count them. They're pretty certain it's not the red algae. This happens every now and then. A lot of fish will die off because of the toxic bloom. This did not occur. What they think happened was the giant ball of fish came in, got trapped in between the concrete wall, and the boats couldn't get out in the high winds and simply died, an occurrence of nature.
This basically, what would have killed them then would be they, what, sucked all the oxygen out of the water?
Right. They ran out of oxygen in the water. They did some tests and found the water should be an 8, and it was a 3 level, which is enough to kill fish. So that's what they're now. It's pretty certain what happened, an unusual event. But nonetheless, something that occurred in nature.
You know, it's the kind of thing you don't really think about because fish, clearly being underwater, you would think, are not really affected by the wind, but somehow they were, huh?
Yes, because the ball was so huge, they tend to go in great big, what they call bait balls. So you have a lot of fish using up a lot of oxygen in the water, so if there's difficulty in moving around, that's when they start getting in trouble.
So what is the plan now? They're going to try to scoop these millions of fish, dead fish, out of the water and take them where?
Some have been taken out to sea and dumped. Others are going into landfills. What they say is recycling. We're not exactly sure what they mean by that, but it looks like somebody will take all this stuff and perhaps turn it into compost or whatever.
Yeah, I can't help but remember some of the early stories I heard of history when settlers were taught to plant a fish with the corn as a measure of fertilizer.
Yeah, well, they had this, you know, back in 2005. Red tide came in here and killed a lot of fish. So they dealt with this before, so they have some idea what to do. But the real question is, were these, did the fish really die from lack of oxygen, or were they somehow poisoned? That's what a veterinarian here wants to know. So they're doing a lot of tests right now at the Department of Fish and Game.
KNX 1070's Ron Kilgore, live from King Harbor, Redondo Beach.